Great, thanks. All right, I'll go ahead and turn it over to Maria Clara just to give a session run through or a workshop run through.
Okay, thank you. So the idea of this workshop is providing information enough for those that are beginners in terms of knowledge about implementation, but also to add something for those that know some information already. So this is not an advanced workshop, it is more beginners in the intermediated. That's why we have two first presentations that more introductory. So the idea is that Stephen give the audience an overview about the main concepts and implementation. This is always related to the prevention and control of healthcare associated infection, but we need the overview about implementation and concepts. And then the idea is that I will do again just an overview of people of potential study designs. So it's more theoretical because the next presentation will be more practical. And after these two introductory presentations, we will begin the more practical approach. The idea is that Susan talk about practical approach for implementation itself, not for research. And following, Benedetta will try to do additional information, what can be different when comparing low and middle income countries and high income countries. Following this, the idea is that Walter could bring us good examples, but here about implementation research design. So it's somehow connected, of course, with the theoretical approach, but the idea is giving for the audience good examples that something that already been done in terms of study design. And the challenge for us is working this work group. So we need to deal with, the ideal is having a kind of scenery for implementation. And this is quite open to everybody to give the ideas for us how we can prepare this scenery. And then the work groups will be bring this their discussion to the panel. I think this is the overview. I am open to questions. Over.
Well, this is Elaine. I'll start just to find out how much what would be each person's plan for any interactive activities with the audience, or will it be all at the end? In other words, will there be assignments throughout the day for people to do something as in groups?
Yeah, well, the idea is that having short lectures, let at least in the final minutes some time for questions for each lecture. But in fact, the groups will, as it is planned so far, the groups will do the discussion by the end of the period. So this is the idea. We do not have yet the material we need to prepare. The material for working groups.
Can you tell us how long you want our talks to be?
So let me see here in the agenda. In general, we have around speaker is Stephen. He has 30 minutes, and then myself 30 minutes. The idea is not using all the 30 minutes. For example, speaking, Stephen and I, we can use around 20 minutes and let a few minutes for discussion. And then 30 minutes for Susan and Benedetta, and also for Walter. So each speaker will talk around 30 minutes with this idea of letting around 5 or 10 minutes for people making questions.
And then can you clarify, did you say at the end after we talked, are you suggesting that we would lead small groups, or I didn't quite catch it?
Yeah, the idea is that we have these small groups. We can organize ourselves around these now. Now I am open for suggestions. So we needed to prepare. I thought of in preparing, for example, scenarios that are challenged for implementation, in which groups can be decide practical approaches, or if they want to design studies to overcome these challenges in implementation. So the idea that we are there to work around, maybe not all of us, it depends on the availability, definitely. I myself, I will be available for the whole period. Over.
Moderators can help too, but the question is, we need to have a plan for what that last hour and a half is going to be. And I'm assuming that the final half hour is often reports back to the big group from the smaller groups. So that gives us an hour when they have, if you will, an assignment or something to do. So what we have to do is be clear on what it is we're going to ask them to do.
Yeah, I agree with you, Elaine. That's why we needed to prepare some scenarios. So that's why it's important to our meeting today. The idea is have scenarios. So if anyone has good ideas for this work group, it will be great.
So you'd like several scenarios with challenges, or are we going to ask them to come with some ideas? And who's going to make these plans? I think ultimately we can talk about it at this meeting, but ultimately I think maybe Maria, Clara, and you and Benedetta need to set up the scenarios.
Yeah. I was just waiting for this meeting to have directions from you all. And then my idea is trying to build some scenarios, and we can share these scenarios, and then you bring me your inputs. So I will be in charge of building these scenarios, but of course with your inputs. The idea is that scenarios can bring different challenges. So we can, for example, have a challenge for low-income countries or high-income countries, all the scenery related to implementation of measures, strategies for preventing healthcare-associated infection.
Can I say something here? I think I see in the agenda it's only 45 minutes, and my experience with work groups in the implementation courses we have is that if you have such little time frame, you have to be extremely straightforward and selective. So when you write the scenarios, I think I would. When you write the scenarios, you have already be clear about what are the barriers or the challenges you want to either discuss or the people led to find out, so that people do not in the work groups do not spend too much time to evaluate what is the problem, but rather discuss what are the solutions.
Great.
The other thing is that it seems to me that it might be more effective to have two breakout groups, maybe one after the first two or three talks, and then a second one at the end, so that we can present the problem, whatever it is, in the first one, some like what framework might they use, what design might they use, and then some of the challenges as the second workshop assignment, so that they have a chance to kind of meld a bit as a group. I don't know, or Jessica, do you have any sense of how big these groups will be? I just did a workshop like this, and we had 50 people. We divided them into groups of, but 6 or 8 is about the most that any small group can do to get any work done.
So I'm not sure if I understand your proposal, Elena. Do you think we need to have 2 work group sessions after?
A workshop that's 4 hours long, I would think it would be more effective to do a 30-minute breakout at some point in either between the first, after the first 2 or the first 3 speakers. And then there's the more, if you will, practical issues in the last 2 talks. And that could be the second breakout. That's just a thought. I don't know, Susan or Stephen, if you have any other thoughts.
My only thought is that I actually think it's a good idea. 4 hours is hard to sit through a whole series of talks. I do think, though, because it takes a while to get people to sit in different chair configurations, that if they can either already be in tables of 6 or 8 or whatever you want, or if once we move them, they can just stay there for the next set. That way, you don't have to spend 20 minutes getting them situated in new tables. That might be helpful. And I'm just realizing, I just want to make sure that my framework for my talk is what you're thinking of, because I was planning on just giving some practical examples. So like issues that come up from my hospital that have come up, and in the way that we have implemented different responses to that, so they can kind of get a sense of an example of a dilemma and then how things can be approached. Is that, because that would be very practical, but it'll come before the latter 2 that you were saying would be.
Well, actually that makes sense then, because the first 2 are more theoretical, and it might be nice to prepare the group at the beginning by saying, as we're talking about these theories, as we're talking about study designs, be thinking about an implementation issue related to infection prevention and control that you're experiencing in your hospital. And the first assignment could be, after the first 2 talks, what is the problem that you're going to agree on to focus on, and what kind of a design might be useful? And then the 3 practical talks would get them well prepared to say, all right, given this topic and given this issue, what are the challenges and how might we face them? Because
or you could leave mine in the beginning and they at least have some examples. Like, so, you know, yeah. You could leave it right before the talk where I'm actually giving them some concrete examples of dilemmas we face and how we've approached them. And that way they don't. I'm sure everybody has problems they would like to fix, but
Sure if I understood the proposal of Susan. Can you explain better what is your idea?
So I was just questioning where you're breaking between, you know, the different talks, and I just wanted to comment that I think the talk that I can give is a very kind of example-based talk, like here's a dilemma my hospital faced, and this is the way that we approached it in kind of a meaningful and practical way, and made sure that it was implemented kind of in the fidelity that we would have wanted. And so I just wanted to make sure, because the description was kind of theory and then breakout, but mine's very practical. Yeah. So I just wanted to make sure that we wanted just the timing of when you wanted it to go. And I was just proposing it might be okay before,
okay.
Just as an example.
Okay, so definitely what we need from you is practical examples. This is the idea, exactly.
Can I say something? Basically, when you look at the at the program, we have two areas. I mean, one area is implementation research, and the other area is implementation.
Yeah.
For instance, already I would change the order a little bit. I mean, to begin with implementation science, doing theories is fine, and overview of study designs for implementation research. And then I would maybe have my talk with examples of implementation research designs. Then maybe you could have a breakout session for half an hour where participants could reflect on, okay, how do I do implementation research in my hospital? How do I get information that would be important to plan my implementation strategy? And then we have the implementation part, where it's really about implementing projects or strategies in IPC. And then we have the good examples of, now do we have the practical approaches for implementation HAI prevention and adapting the implementation strategies to settings. And then maybe a second outbreak session where they would think about barriers and facilitators. Maybe we can give them some scenarios, short scenarios, where they first have to find out what are the barriers, what are the facilitators, and how could they overcome that.
Well, it seems to be a good idea. Just a question to you, Walter. My only concern is about the timing for people. I think it's a good idea to break into short work groups, but we have to deal with the time. So exactly, no. For this first break, what do you have in mind?
No. Basically, we can have one breakout session as it is in the it's now in the agenda. The only thing I think we should do is change the sequence of presentations.
Okay.
You should not mix implementation research with implementation, because they're two different things.
Okay, this is Elaine. Do we really want to focus on both? Because I have a feeling that most of the people there are going to be interested in implementation. Now, to me, implementation science is a form of research. So when you're implementing something, i.e., integrating it, what's already been shown to work into your own practice setting, that is research. But an artificial saying some of it is implementation science and some of it is research is a little, could get confusing, perhaps. Maybe I'm the only one thinking that, but.
I can see the point, and I think it's fine to have a statement in the beginning that implementation is not just something that.
It's not just writing a.
With a little bit of human nature, and I think there's nothing wrong about, and then I think it's not a bad idea actually to work a little bit on the how to do implementation research, because when we talk about barriers and facilitators in implementation, then people sometimes struggle with how do I get this information, and to have a bit more, to give a better idea on where to get this information, how to ask people, how to do interviews, how to set the stage basically to later plan in implementation strategy. I think it's not a bad idea.
Yeah, and just to add information, we discussed this when building this agenda for this workshop. And by the end, we thought that in general, it would be good having both, because sometimes people needed to know more about, especially about different study designs, and not all people are really knowing the enough information. That was the idea behind of this.
Yeah, I guess my point is just that implementation science there's confusion about the terms. And to me, that's research. But yeah, I think it's fine. I'm sorry to raise the issue.
No, not a problem. I think the idea of Walter is interesting, changing the order of presentation. Everybody's comfortable of this proposal. We can.
How would it change?
It would be putting the good examples of implementation research design just after the overview of study designs. Then all the three, this will be together. The two theoreticals and then the example of implementation designs, implementation design. And then the practical approaches from Susa and Benedetta. This is what I got from the Walter suggestion. Yeah.
Yes. So we have a first.
It's a question. I don't really have a strong feeling. I just want to make sure that when we when those of you who have done this before, when you break out, is it better that they've only heard all the theoretical talks, or do they do better having heard an example? So, or are all the theoretical talks going to be, you know, filled with examples, so it'll be just fine for them? Like, I think they need they need the vocabulary, but I just want to make sure that right before the breakout that they have some concrete examples to be able to latch on to, so they can understand what the...
Yeah, Susan, I think you're absolutely right. Everybody learns best by case studies and stories.
Can I comment on that? Because we have quite some experience with the implementation course here in Geneva. We even had one in Paris last week and in Pakistan. Basically, what we do is that we give some time that participants can present their own case, and then they come with their case and to present that. We ask them to focus on bearers and facilitators, but to do that without having been exposed to all the theoretical frameworks. And then in addition, in the breakout sessions, they choose one of those cases and then they'll work on an implementation strategy.
Wonderful.
Yeah, but yeah. The problem is that it takes time. We are a bit time restricted here.
The idea is really excellent, but my concern is about time. Unfortunately, we have just 4 hours, so we have to make decisions about what it would be better. And again, we do not know yet what will be the profile of attendance. So they will be we will know, because this is in the call, that it's for beginners or intermediate, not advanced. So we need to give them essential concepts before going forward.
Yeah, but I still think that it's not a bad idea. People won't sign up for this unless they have an idea of why they need it. And maybe even just at the very beginning, have a couple of people volunteer their own examples, just as a mode of introduction. It could only be 10 minutes, but something to get the audience engaged. I really think that's a great idea.
Well, this is excellent for engaging people. Do you think we can just pick up 2 or 3 people to discuss what they have in mind as a challenge, just to warm the audience? Is that?
Yes, I think that works. What you should do is, what we do is actually we send them a set of slides up front, so that to make sure that they do not overrun time, and to make them thinking about the main problems in implementation.
We may not be able to do this big meeting, but the idea is still the same, that they could come and just give a few examples.
Yeah, maybe when we do a round of presentations of people, I don't know how many people will attend, we can took the opportunity to ask someone, because I'm afraid we cannot do the opportunity for everybody. We do not have time.
No, it just takes a few.
Yeah.
One possibility that you could do, you could ask in the beginning, right before breakout, who has examples that they want to discuss from their hospitals, and then those who raise their hands, put ask them to go to different tables so that they come, every table has an idea to discuss.
Okay. So, and this is, this may be an opportunity. So we can do it in the beginning, you say, or after the introduction?
Yeah, I think just before the breakout, you could have your scenarios on the tables too, in case the table has none that they want to put forward. They would rather use your scenarios. But if you ask people in the audience if they came with an issue, they could try to sit at different tables and deal with their personal issues instead of the scenarios on the table.
So we can prepare some scenarios.
That could work, yes.
Yeah, I think that sounds great.
They can prepare their scenarios, but we have to, we have to make sure that they address the bearers and facilitators in that scenario, so they do not waste too much time to understand the scenario, but really to work on what could be, how could the barriers or the problems have been overcome next time.
Well, I think this will be more or less a short introductory thing, and part of the win-win of that is that it will get them engaged from the beginning, and communicate that that there may be some shared interests, and just communicate that this is a workshop and they're expected to participate. I think that's really important.
Yeah. So we will try to organize the tables since the beginning to avoid people having to change things. And in the beginning, during introduction, we can ask people if they already have seniors, and then we go with the program. Is that? Yeah,
something I think could work.
Mm-hmm. Okay, anyway, we can prepare seniors because PURP is potentially not all the people has read, but if they wanted to work on their own seniors, it's possible also. Yeah, it seems to work. But in terms of break, do you think we should break after the presentation of Walter? And or Jade, I don't know if the time for a coffee break is standard among our workshops in the day. Can you explain us about this? The time of coffee break?
Yeah, so all of our workshops do have a coffee break built in. I suggest we keep that just to break up the day a little bit. 4 hours for the workshop is a little bit longer than our others. The other workshops are 3 hours. So I think people are definitely going to want that break time. But if you're talking about having two separate
workshops. For example. If we wanted to move the time of coffee break, is okay?
Oh yeah, absolutely. We can move that.
Okay. So, what do you suggest?
I think it's I think it's a good idea to have to break after the first three presentations, and then the second half we focus on implementation with practical examples.
Yeah. Everybody think this is a good idea?
It's fine by me.
Sounds good. And certainly the moderators, and we can, we can go around a little bit and make sure that the groups are on target.
Okay. So, in summary, the idea is, I'm trying to summarize what we get so far. So we will have a round of in the first moment for engaging people, they will present themselves, and it's we can ask someone voluntary to talk about their own challenges in terms of implementation. This is in the beginning. Then we will have the two theoretical presentations. This means Steven and I, and then Walter. After, we will have the coffee break, and then we go to practical approach by Susan, and adapting implementations by Benedetta, and then work group. In the work group, people can both use their own scenarios, selected their scenarios, or working on the scenarios that we prepared. And then the panel.
That sounds great.
Yeah. Okay. We can rearrange this. And a question to Walter. Do you have any scenarios already read that we can use?
Yeah, sure. I mean, if needed, I can send you some scenarios from the past. I think, we have some. But I think it's certainly a good idea to have some scenarios prepared just in case people have them. But my experience, there will be sufficient scenarios coming from the participants usually.
Okay, so we do not need a big amount of scenarios. But just a question to you, taking in consideration your experience with other courses, Walter. Sometimes maybe this is people have the problem, but they not have exactly very clear about barriers and facilitators. What is your experience in terms of this?
Yeah, sure. I mean, this is an issue, and I think this is probably something we need to explain when we have the participants registering and we are asking them to prepare their own scenario. We have to just to briefly explain what we understand about a barrier and a facilitator, and we just then need in the talks. I mean, from Benedetta and by you that you. No, by who is Benedetta and you, and so to be clear, or maybe we can also bring that up before the break, because the idea of bearers and facilitators is very important also when it comes to applying implementation research in the hospital and doing interviews. It's practically always turns around this idea of bearers and facilitators.
Yeah, I agree with you. So this is a subject that we can make clear. What I don't know is, first, I have no idea how many people will attend. Jade, how many positions we have for this implementation workshop? What is the plan or potential?
So as of now, we've got 20 people registered for this workshop, which is pretty good.
Wow.
We normally see those numbers tick up quite a lot during the early deadline. And if we continue this kind of growth, we're looking at over 100 people attending.
Ooh. Wow. So we have space for 100.
That's great, but then we need to be selective, so because we only have half an hour where the groups can present their conclusions.
And
I agree with Elaine that it should not be more than 5 to 6 in a group, so we would have to have 15 or so groups, and probably only can discuss 4 or 5 maximum.
Yeah, so we have probably to review a little bit more in detail, depending on how many people registered for this workshop to organize this, how we can deal with the amount of people. Yeah. So anything else, Elaine?
We made some good progress.
Yeah, okay. Stephen, do you have any points?
Nothing else from me. That was really helpful. Thank you, everyone.
Okay. And Susan?
Thank you. It was much, much clearer, giving me some direction. I really appreciate it.
Okay. Walter, do you want to add it?
No, I'm fine. Thank you.
So I think we can go in this way. My suggestion is to reorganize the time schedule or the agenda and send to everybody to know exactly what we defined. And Walter will send, if he has already seniors, we can benefit from that. If you can share with us, it will be great. And I think it would be interesting to have a meeting a little bit more close to the data when we have the number more clear on the number of participants. What do you think? I think it would be interesting, no? To have sure. Another meeting. Yeah.
That'd be good.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, great. Okay. Well, before everyone signs off, there are a few things I should go over with you. So we've already talked briefly about the room setup. So we're going to have a lectern, a mic, two floor mics for Q&A. The Q&A will be set up in an audience response system. There'll be webinars with more instructions on that later on. We'll have a projector and a screen, and the setup will be in rounds. The next thing.
Are we going to need, those sheets to write on for the groups? Can we have that?
Like flip chart, you say? Yeah, I think it would be great. Facilitate.
We'll have to look into the cost of the flip charts as they are quite expensive. So we'll take a look at that.
Okay.
The next thing I should remind everyone to do is to upload your bios and headshots to the Speaker Center. And if anyone's having any problems with that, please reach out to me and I'll be able to help you get through that. We are also asking for our workshops to have learning objectives for each individual talk. As of now, we've got the four overall learning objectives for the entire workshop, but in order for attendees to get a little bit more information as to what they're going to be hearing, we're asking everyone to develop two learning objectives for their talks. Does that sound okay?
Yeah, what is the deadline expected for this objectives?
The deadline for the objectives to be finalized and for your talk titles to be finalized is January 20th.
Okay, thank you.
All right, and as I previously mentioned, we will have a moderator webinar and a speaker webinar, just to give you a little bit more detail as to what you can do regarding the audience response system and what your roles and responsibilities will be. Those are scheduled for either late January or early February, but we will let you know later on.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. And then my final reminder is to upload both your PowerPoints and any handouts you have. The handouts will be a PDF of the PowerPoint presentation. This is just so the attendees can follow along with your presentations and make notes. We're going to ask everyone to upload those by March 5th. You will still be able to make edits to your presentations, but we do want that copy up on the Speaker Center by March 5th.
Okay, thank you very much. So, that's all for the moment?
Yep, that's everything from me.
Okay, everybody is okay? Everybody's happy so far?
Yeah, thanks for making this call.
Sure.
Yeah.
Good. Well, thank you.
Thank you, everybody. Later, after having more information about the number of people registered, we can set another call. That's it.
Okay.
Thank you, everybody. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thanks, everybody.
Everyone. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.